Number one is suffering is an essential ingredient of the life that we humans are living. I think it's necessary to build up your personal relationship. What does it mean when suffering appears in your life? And in my opinion, ignoring, no way, it's gonna come back. Running away from it, impossible. The pain is running faster. The suffering runs faster than you. It's gonna come back again. There's only one way, I really think it is. You need to push through. So, I know what I want, but when the suffering comes and now somebody tell me you need to push through, do you have the mental, do you have the physical abilities to push through? And if you say no, well, then we need to develop them. And we develop them very, very lightly with small things. You can't sit still for 5 minutes. Let's start with two. Okay? The two are okay. Okay, let's move up 3 minutes. Move up 5 minutes. Move up 10 minutes. Okay, now your mind can be still for 10 minutes. Let's increase the pressure on you. Instead of just sitting like silently, nothing moving, let's give you more disturbance, which means this time we go into a horse stance. Try 10 minutes to not think about the suffering, to think about the pain, to let the pain and the shaking and the burning, to not let it disturb you. Now, we have created a new circumstance in order for you to test. How did your 10 minutes ability to keep the mind steady can now be applied to the moment of that additional pressure? And then we expand this all to now the real life pressure that comes when unexpected things hit your life. There it is the same. How much, for how long, can you maintain your unbroken state? Okay? And this is the practice. This is where it leads to. I don't feel well when I suffer. Okay, let's start like this. I don't feel well when I suffer. So of course, I am interested to know how can I make the period shorter of the suffering, or how can I accelerate that the suffering starts to transform and I would return back to another state. And therefore training, yes, for many years and many years has always been my valve. So on the one side, after transforming the suffering or taking the suffering as the reason now to do more intensity training, first of all, when these moments happened, I realized after the training, the suffering first of all was less. That's number one. Second thing is, the same reason why I suffered before, when it somehow came again, didn't felt so ground shaking anymore like the first time. So meaning something started to grow already based on this training. So for me, it was like, okay, all the suffering is your chance to grow. This is how also then I just started shifting, meaning I didn't regard suffering as something bad anymore that I don't want to have, let's say. Yeah. Meanwhile, it is like suffering comes because either I was not properly prepared enough, because I'm still missing something, I'm still missing a hint, whatever, but it is the chance for me to discover something more about me. And this is actually that what always has motivated me. That is not gonna get boring. When you take it as a life challenge, as a life purpose, find a way to end the suffering. If you need a life purpose, that's the one. Walking through the valley of pain, the physical training always putting you right onto the limit where the suffering or the pain, let's say, starts mentally or physically. This is the way of growth. Even if I don't show, but I have right now, I have my painful things I go through. But first of all, I see the pain as the chance. This is the one thing. And on the other side is also like this. I can see in the whole way how this life has also developed for me. There was no price without investing effort. Bottom line. Nothing today I am proud of. Nothing today I really appreciate deeply from my heart. Nothing of that came quick. It always involved a lot of sweat and suffering and pushing through and having patience and being persistent, being consistent, in a way having hope, not giving up and trusting. All of these things. So, and this is why for me right now, even if I feel it, but I have a different relationship to it. So it's even that normally the suffering even doesn't become less. I mean, yeah. You are being challenged with more suffering. To really see how much have you learned. How much have you learned? You talk the whole time. You share the things. How much have you learned yourself? I feel I'm tested like this. To take the suffering, to take determined, to in a way have hope, to trust in something bigger, to trust in yourself, to build up confidence, to stay disciplined, to take out the laziness, to have consistency. Yeah, it comes back again. Now just apply it into something bigger than just yourself. I can feel the growth in my life. Whatever I do, I try to sense what is going to be the consequence of it. If the consequence is more expansion, it's for me the proper way. This is what motivates me. Because why more expansion? That only means for me, I am crossing lines. I am crossing borders. I'm crossing a limit. Why does it matter to me? Because the whole life I realize that when you are putting limitations to yourself, you always stay small and never get into the glimpse of what this complete universe and life actually has for a potential for you to discover. But this is dependent upon what is your mindset. You want to stay small? You can, of course, stay small, but I have a different mindset. Not saying everybody has to have that one. Me as a human being, I just grew up like this. Constantly searching, constantly wanting to know what is beyond the border. You can't share what you don't have. Let's start with this one. You can't share with what you don't have. Now you had an, let's say, unfortunate incident happening in your lifetime. And you know there are other people as well in this world who have the same or who are dealing with similar situations. So what the emphasis is, you want to display to them a way which maybe helps them more easily to move on or also to find a reasoning to reduce the suffering that derived from it. The very, very first thing I think for you to do is try out for yourself in order for you that you can really say that you have the answer for it. To have for yourself the answer, you heal yourself from that suffering completely first. When you have managed this for yourself and you say, I'm now absolutely okay with it, I know why and I know how I'm going to transform this. When you have it, when you have this piece of saying this, when you have the peace of feeling it inside of yourself, then it's the right time to go out. Because now you have it to go out. but to go out right now, but it's still unsolved within you, it's just gonna also, it's not the proper way. Yeah, this is why deal with it for yourself, really go in, and then I think you're gonna find the way.
You all have just sent me their new Daily Greens. If you want to find out more, head to the link down below. It's the most convenient way of getting everything that your body needs. It takes 10 seconds to prepare. I'm now going to hit this every single morning along with one of their shakes throughout the day. That saves me so much time when we're flying around the world with all our equipment, we're doing these podcast episodes, to know that I can get all of this nutrients, the minerals, the vitamins in 10 seconds is mind-blowing. So if you want to find out more, head to the link down below where you can get Huel. Did I mention that it's absolutely delicious? Because it really is absolutely delicious. All of their products are down below.